This is Dr. Bajor. After asking her permission, Aura Wade. Indication procedure was nausea, vomiting, blurred, rectal bleeding, sedation, or bacteria, and established to Dr. Raj and Dr. Nelson Bishop, lipid superstomach, epilepsy, GD biopsy, and colonoscopy instrument for lipid surgery, superstomach, symptoms, and patient clear evidence. Discovery of cardiovascular presence, having a CGN, the father of the world, the secretary. Examination during the month, the night's bath, which you are seeing the experience, the mental father is known. This is a rectum retinal patient, the middle clinic, grade 2, grade 3, intrahepatic bleeding, abnormal pressure, patient on complication, finding number 1, question shots from Barrett, number 2, multiple morbid gastritis, number 3, ulcer morbid duodenitis, number 4, colonoscopy, sequence, number 5, number 4, fair prep, number 5, colonoscopy, came in a colon cancer screening, no evidence of colitis, and dysplasia or colon polyp, or any mass, or any GI bleeding. Number 6, grade 2, grade 3, intrahepatic, probably caused the rectal bleeding. Recommendation, other for the biopsy of small intestine or to the school, number 2, other for the biopsy of stomach or helical spine, number 3, other for the biopsy of the G-junction, if the biopsy is negative for better esophagus or if positive for better esophagus with no dysplasia, repeat endoscopy in 3 years. Number 4, advice patient, hyperthyroid, smaller, the 2,000 to 75% preparation, each other for flare, repeat endoscopy in 5 years. Since the patient has nausea, vomiting, and I did not see evidence of any gastrointestinal obstruction. I think we have a CT enterogram to run small bowel disorder or any extraluminal disease that contributing to her nausea, vomiting, and abdication. Please send the copy to Dr. Palancetti and copy to patient primary care provider Dr. Locke Lee Kim, L-E-K-I-M, Locke Lee Kim, day of receiver, March 26, 2022, the 22nd, day of receiver, March 26, 2022, 22nd, patient option. Thanks.